So basically what I do is I lie. And I feel like the internet is a much better place for me if I just make things up.
If you just lie.
Because then it doesn't cut.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Drew, and welcome back to my very own show, The Comment Section. And today I have a very, very incredible, wonderful, special Twitter famous guest, the wonderful, amazing Michaela Oakland.
Thank you so much.
The Harvard graduate
Thank
herself.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Michaela, honestly, is one of the funniest bitches on the internet, more specifically Twitter. She's also a rumor starter.
Yeah.
I know you
I'm
saw
a rumor
Noah
stress.
Centineo.
Oh my God.
And Grimes. Outside
Are we
of
right
a,
into it?
Yeah. Outside of a what? Panera Bread? Was that what you said?
I did see. Yeah. So I was at Olive Garden.
Oh, that's what it was.
In Newport Beach. And I did see Elon Musk. No, not Elon Musk. Grimes. His then wife, Grimes, with Noah Centineo. And they were making out over some breadsticks. And I did tweet about it. And then, unfortunately, they like put out that statement that they broke up a week later. So people thought it was very...
So are you omnipotent then? You're just all-knowing?
I either manifested it or like...
Or you actually saw it.
Or I did actually see it. And who everyone knows? Will never know.
Honestly, you know who does know? Probably the entire student body of Harvard. You're a esteemed alumni.
Where I attended, yeah.
You're esteemed alumnus.
So basically what I do is I lie. I tell untruths. I make things up. And I feel like I found that the internet is a much better place for me, like spiritually, emotionally, if I just make things up.
If you just lie.
Because then when I'm faking stuff and people are mean to me about it,
right,
it doesn't cut.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Because it's all a fantasy.
Yeah.
It's lore.
Yeah.
You're just living in a constant fantasy world. I'm trying to be where you're at.
I think, like, honestly, if someone tries to be like, this bitch is dumb, and you say, I went to Harvard, like,
what are they
going to do?
What could they possibly say?
What could
that?
They do?
Then you could tell them you went to the moon. Like, you could just come
Yeah, I have a PhD.
Yeah, you could just.
Well, I do, actually. I don't know if you knew that.
A pretty
about
huge
me.
Dick. Because that's what I have.
Yeah.
And speaking of pretty huge dicks, honestly, that's a great transition. It truly is.
The men's right movement?
Yeah, into the men's right. Okay, so for our topic of discussion today, we're going to be talking about anti-feminism. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar, Michaela, with anti-feminism?
I have experienced it.
Have you?
I have seen it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Basically, what I mean by that is I've opened the Reddit app and like I've gone on incel forums before.
Yeah.
But yeah, like stitched DMs all the time.
You've been a woman on the internet.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Exactly.
You've just been existing and breathing.
I think we all have experienced the men's right
in some form or another. Speaking of Reddit, they
don't like you.
I literally Googled myself once to see my own Reddit. I think because I like to hurt my own feelings.
Oh, no.
And then I went in. The first thing I saw. It said, does anyone know that stupid bitch on TikTok called Drew Off Wallow?
Mm-hmm.
Made me laugh. Mm-hmm. Made me cry laughing. I saved it, made it my Twitter header. You know what I mean? Because it's like, that's
put
the
it
funny
on like a t-shirt and sell
honestly,
it.
Honestly.
You could make tens of thousands of dollars.
One upvote.
Mm-hmm.
One single dude was like,
they were like, yeah.
Me. I like, know who that stupid bitch is. Me. But speaking of, right, obviously we were talking about incels. Mm. That's the breeding ground for incels.
Right, right, right.
Who are, I would say, the supplementary force behind adjacent anti-feminism.
Yeah.
Right? I think they're like meninists, I guess is what you would call them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's your experience with meninists?
I mean, just... Well, besides like the death threats.
Yeah, other than that.
Even if I'm posting something that's like positive about women, I will get the meninists being like, well, what about men? Like, why are you talking about women's issues? Like, why would you speak about that and not mine?
Yeah, it's like, well,
because
we've been talking about men for, I don't know, the last
because this
10,000 years.
Literally all of our histories like,
is
written
all
by
men.
Did you know Albert Einstein's wife like did his math for him and she's not credited on the papers?
History you heard it here first, honestly. I actually didn't know that. I knew there was something similar about Thomas Edison.
Probably.
I remember that.
You know what? Honestly, I would look through history of a lens of being like, women might have actually done a lot of that shit.
And
like,
just didn't get credit.
Yeah.
There's many things that women didn't get credit for.
Yeah.
You tell a meninist that, they spin out.
Spiral. They would like they need, overheat.
No, they literally short circuit. Like they don't. Mm-hmm. And then a dude goes, did you know that men created phones? So the fact that you complaining on a phone about men.
It's just ironic to me.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, because like men created the internet, which is also not true. But you know what's funny is I always, my response to that is always, are you one of those men?
Right.
Did you create a phone?
Did you do that?
No,
if you were put in a time machine and put like 2,000 years ago, could you invent anything? Could you make fire?
Did you make anything? Because if not, turns out we're both useless.
Yeah.
Turns out the two of us, I guess we're both useless women.
Huh? I can say I can make a fire and I can say I can make a laptop. They haven't unlocked that yet.
I know. Well, and that's, it's just, it contributes nothing. It's just to be like, did you know that men create, you know, it's just an, it's, I feel like anti-feminism is truly just like a way to just keep suppressing women because they can't stand it.
And it's also like this community of victimhood, which a lot of people need to feel like a victim, especially if like, I don't know, they just feel that they haven't been able to speak about their issues. Which is like, it's okay to not be a victim. There are a lot of ways in which I am not a victim.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay to not always be like oppressed.
That some people have it harder. It's okay. I don't know. It doesn't take anything from me. I feel like when you say that, like when you say like, oh, like women want equal rights. And then men go, well, then we should be able to
hit you.
That's a psychotic answer. Like, that's true. Your first instinct is like, okay, then I'm going to punch you in the face.
Like, go to war.
Okay? Like, what do you want me to say? You shouldn't hit anybody, let alone women. I feel like that kind of goes across the board. Every time they want to bring up, like, things, serious topics like domestic violence, to which I'm like, if we look at the stats, one is infinitely worse than the other.
I mean, every woman I know has had, like, violent experiences with men. Yeah, so.
Just, like, whether it's verbally or physically. So I feel like, you know what? Anti-feminism is just, like, a way, I think, to keep women down. So, for everyone that doesn't know, and for my wonderful guest, Michaela, what we do on the comment section show is we go over a few videos that I got tagged in, and we dissect them, analyze them, ruin the people who made them's day, right? That's what we do.
I love that you're making, like, money off of the fact that these people are trying to upset you. Like, no matter what they say, like, you can monetize it.
You want to talk about steering into a skid, bitch, that's me. So we analyze the videos, we're going to go into the comments, and then we're going to share all the giggles because we're just having a silly, goofy time.
We're just girlies chatting.
We're just girls, just having girl time, you know what I mean? Like, true woman. True
femoids.
Me, a woman, I like to gossip with a fellow woman.
Let's gossip and scheme.
Okay, so this first video that I got tagged in, is actually, I guess you could say, a love letter to me.
Okay.
The stupidest bitch on TikTok, according to Reddit.
That's like high rent.
I would
like,
say. I mean,
that's the number one position.
I just live in the head so clearly that you think about me so much.
And he's one of a crowd.
One of one upvote. It's him and that one other guy. So this dude basically is talking about me. I think he was upset, just a wee bit.
Yeah.
Emotional. Mm-hmm. As a woman,
his feelings were hurt.
With so many emotions that I only react based off my emotions because I am a woman.
Right.
I think I can relate.
Or maybe you're an empath, because empathy is extremely rare. It's very unique to some people specifically.
Yeah. And this dude, I mean, to put it, to paint you a picture.
Yeah.
He looks like a Shakespearean mask.
Mm-hmm.
Like the drama ones, like the ones with the really long mustaches.
Like so exaggerated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looks about retirement age.
Okay.
So, you know, do with that what you will.
So should be doing other things.
Like looking into AARP probably, right? And he has giant gauge holes, which again is a choice when you're a fossil. I feel like at that age, maybe we let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we let the earlobes go back to normal.
Well, they're going to age well.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's two steps from the grave. So I feel like, you know, time is ticking. You know what I'm saying? Father time, if
the
you
lower
will.
The ears, the closer to hell.
When you were talking about Albert Einstein, I bet you he was there.
Okay.
I bet you he was in the same room.
I bet he crossed her name off.
Yeah. He erased it immediately. And then he came and saw me, a different stupid bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. Albert Einstein's wife, if you ever see this.
From he married his cousin later. So his first wife.
That's just a side note. I think that's a fun fact for you from a Harvard graduate, in case you were curious. So basically, in this video, he's pissed off, I guess, because I was getting tagged a bunch in a really horrible video he made about women. And then he's like eating dinner and he's like, oh, my girlfriend made this for me because I trained her well. Not a strong start.
Not the best.
No.
So,
I mean, how do you feel about being trained?
So, it would not happen. However, like, maybe when I was very young, that's right? The fear. That's the fear, is there are, like, very young people who can get trapped. So you can kind of trap a young girl. But the thing is, over time, she will grow to resent you. You will have a loveless marriage, and she will probably do things to your dinner that you don't know about. So keep being bold.
Like poisonous things?
I mean, you know, or just like gross. Just gross things. Yeah. Like, oh, I think she's going to secretly get revenge.
If she isn't already.
And I'm sad for him because he's going to have a very unhappy future.
I mean, I'm not sad for him at all, but like, I am happy for her. Right. If that's what she's doing.
I choose to believe that she's like spitting in his food.
Honestly,
and like,
if you say it, it's probably true.
You know what?
You should tweet it.
I'm gonna tweet it. I saw his wife spitting in his food before serving him this.
And then it comes true.
It will.
What if that's literally how things come true? You just tweet them.
I charge my crystals on the moonlight so that I can do that.
So I can make sure I can be the extra oomph behind it. You know what I mean? Well, he then goes on to like mansplain to me what real satire is. And you know what's so funny?
Yeah.
Men learned the word satire and lost it. I don't even think they know what it means anymore.
I don't think they do.
I feel like satire needs to be based off fact. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, I hate women.
Right.
That's not a fact. There's like a prejudice.
Or like the dark humor. I love like going to a stand-up show and a guy says something and no one laughs and he's like, oh, we can't make that joke anymore. I guess satire's dead. And I guess
like, dude, the word satire just, it makes my skin itch because I'm like, you don't even know what that, you just made a bad joke. Like, it's an offensive joke. And they're like, guess nobody can take a joke nowadays.
Now you very typical, very typical.
You can't joke about anything now. And it's like a racist joke. And you're like, I don't think you could ever really joke about it. Just people are more aware now.
He's like, my 17-year-old girlfriend will get it.
Yeah, she's like, honestly, when she turns 18, she's going to laugh at that joke, which is, that's a joke. Anyways. So these are the comments on the video, right? So this one says, you're calling her trained. Bro, remember who makes your meals? Poison and Google give great results these days. What did I say?
We're all thinking.
I think you're omnipotent, honestly. I think you're all knowing at this point. You could be Jesus.
I see things. I'm seeing things.
You see all and know all. Mm-hmm. You just are it, I guess.
I'm just going to say that and then people will have to believe it. Yeah.
I think you're just your manifestation.
Everything
game.
I say is true.
Your manifestation game is probably like on 1 billion, huh? Yeah. Is crystals charging in the moonlight?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the secret?
Yeah, and I have like a Furby dress as a wizard that watches over it, and I call it like a vibe scarecrow. But we don't have to get into that.
A bad vibe scarecrow?
Yeah, like a bad vibe scarecrow. Like, so okay. It can tell if like energy is bad energy. We don't get that.
That's honestly genius, to be honest. And this next comment says, your girlfriend is probably one of Drew's 6 million followers, which... That would be hilarious.
6 million, low key flex.
I know. I'm like 6.2, but that's fine.
And by the time this comes out, who knows?
Honestly, well, that wouldn't be the first time. Honestly, I've had a couple girls be like, honestly, girl, I really love you, but like my boyfriend, he hates your guts. He thinks you're the worst person in the
entire
world.
That is the first red flag.
I would say.
Yeah.
I literally had someone say, my boyfriend literally hates you and tells me how much he hates you all the time, like unprovoked.
Oh.
And then I said, girlie, probably run. I don't know, like, check out, probably. Like,
I mean, I think the thing that's good about a community like yours, which, like, I've also seen on Twitter, is when people in the comments are like, this is disgusting. Like, this isn't good behavior.
Yeah.
There's a girl seeing that, and she's like, oh. Because you're in, like, an echo chamber sometimes in those relationships where, like, they just keep loudly telling you that this is how you're supposed to behave.
No, seriously.
But finally, like, you find someone's account like yours, and, like, all of these women, like, coming together and being like, that's not okay. Yeah. And it's, like, sometimes that does break through.
Sometimes it's, like, a... self-correcting like ecosystem in there. Yeah. Like someone goes, my boyfriend literally treats me like shit.
And then the comments
is that
are like,
normal? Girl. And then other girls are like, that's so not normal. And then other girls like, yeah, you should leave him. And then they're like, oh, word, you think? And then she leaves him.
Obsessed.
And then I'm like, see, I don't even need to do anything.
And then a month later, you're off your antidepressants. Me.
And then it's a win-win for you and the universe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and your scarecrow. Mm. Bad vibes. Fighting them off.
Right.
Like metaphorically.
For my crystals. Yeah. For
there
me,
you
yeah.
go. But then also probably for you too.
Because manifesting can be dangerous. You can get some. Yeah. Anyways. Sorry.
No, you're fine. And so this next one says, I can smell the mommy issues all the way from here. Big yikes. Mm. I mean, that's kind of like a.
Well, like mommy issues, maybe. I feel like men will have one thing happen to them that's like not really kind or like not, they get cheated on once or like whatever. Yeah. It becomes their whole personality.
Yeah.
They're like, I have been wronged in this universe. Like terrible rest, things like, have happened to
I
me.
I cannot wait to make my personality about this for the next 20 years.
And then they punish every woman after
this
that.
This is and all think you're ever going to know about mother. Me. Me being short. And me getting laughed at in sixth grade. That's all you're ever going to know about me.
And like, meanwhile, we're just like, absolutely terrorized for years. They're like, I'm gonna give it my best once again.
Every girl's like, every new year they're like, this is it for me, we're putting out good vibes.
Literally. And
literally they're like, okay, I'm gonna start over and don't worry, everything's gonna be great this year.
And men are like, who will I terrorize now?
Yeah. They just make it everybody's problem. They wander the earth and then find Joe Rogan, and then it's like downhill from there. It is a hard left. They're like,
I literally dated someone who didn't tell me he listened to Joe Rogan until 3 years in. He was like, this won't go well. But then 3 years
that's
in,
that's like the worst catfish to me.
And we did break up.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so this next comment says, the fact that women think this Drew person is so funny goes to show how inferior women are.
Because you don't understand satire.
I know. Mm-hmm. My tiny little woman brain just could not possibly comprehend satire or satirical humor. Mm-hmm. There's no way. You know what's up here? Makeup, shoes,
gossip, euphoria.
What are other girl things? Nails,
sparkly butterflies,
the color pink. That's all that's up here. Yeah. I have no room for satire, to be honest, because I'm just a woman.
And you know what? I think that that's valid. I think it's okay to have no thoughts, head empty.
Right. Honestly, it's we're just vibing. Mm-hmm. We're just vibing. And you know what? That is satire. Now that's a satirical joke, dumbass. Okay. So to kind of break up all this woman talk, we're just talking about women and their tiny little brains constantly.
10% smaller.
Right, honestly, because there's nothing but shoes in there.
Yeah,
shoes and girl things
and
girls
pink.
And the color pink and sleepovers. That's it.
Oh my god, I love a sleepover. And little butterfly clips in
right,
our hair.
Literally.
Okay. Yeah.
So to break it up, we're gonna talk about. I want to hear your thoughts on like your top five like favorite feminist movies like of all time.
Tangled, Twilight, Barbie at Swan Lake, Moana.
Oh, period.
And Jennifer's Body.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Jennifer's Body's a good one.
I actually just saw it for the first time a couple months ago.
Really?
And I was like, wow.
It's truly so far ahead of its time.
It was too far ahead of its time.
Yeah. And people ripped that movie up when it first came out.
They just didn't like that Megan Fox was that hot. Mm-hmm. They had to dampen her shine. Right. They got jealous.
Right.
And so the movie flopped. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so, like, the messaging behind it was so much deeper than I think people thought it was
and
at
it
the
was
time.
Gay. And it was
so... That's a movie for the gays, for
and that's
sure.
feminism, period.
Right? And period. Honestly, it is. It's such a good movie, though.
Beautiful girls kissing each other. That's feminism.
What more could you ask for? Honestly, don't you think that's, like, the anti-feminism? Like, that's, like, the movie that's playing on the projector in their head all day?
Mm-hmm.
It's just women kissing.
Yeah.
So you think they would like that?
Well, it's always men who, like, you know, spend the most time watching porn.
That's really also sweet. Moana, my representation right there.
Moana is such a good movie.
It's such a good movie.
That's such a, feminism.
Iconic. Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah.
After I got out of college, didn't have a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Moana first came out. And so then
Did
I was like,
you?
I was a character. I was Moana, the character, for a hot minute. I worked birthday parties.
Oh my god!
That? Yeah, literally.
Wait, I love
some of
that.
My darkest moments. To be honest,
Moana was there for you.
I really steered into that skit. I said, y'all like a brown bitch on display? Cool, I'm gonna do it too. Yeah, as long as you pay me, that's fine. And I can't sing.
Did you have to?
I think they expected that.
That's iconic,
right?
You're a star. It's always been in you.
I know. I'm like, that path wasn't for me. I chose a different one, right? Being a hardcore feminist,
right?
A femcel, if you will.
But that's within the same vein because Moana, feminist.
There you go.
Love.
So I'm like, you know what? Hat on a hat fits perfectly, mm-hmm. don't you think? So speaking of men who hate femcels like me, the stupid bitch on TikTok, mm-hmm. and then I guess you're the stupid bitch on Twitter.
Oh my god, wait, are mine? <Twins? laughs> So who's the Instagram stupid bitch? We must find her.
Dev can be the Instagram stupid bitch.
The rings, the infinity stones.
Literally, period, honestly. Okay, so for this next video, this was actually one that went pretty viral, but in like the worst way possible. Mm. So it's a dude ranting in his car.
Okay.
As per usual.
That's how so many of them begin, isn't it?
I know. It's like nighttime. They put on the dramatic music. Maybe he lights some incense in there. You know what I mean? Sets the tone.
Oh, no. It smells rotten.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good. Sorry. I'm thinking of women.
You're right.
That's a woman thing. Wanting proper hygiene. That's for women. But this guy basically goes into, in this video, he goes into like why women shouldn't chase men.
Okay.
Like, men are the prize.
Wait, why men shouldn't chase women?
Oh, yeah. Why women should chase men, right? Mm-hmm. And why men shouldn't chase women because men are the prize.
We have heels. We must. So.
So you do it for me.
Yeah, I will not be chasing ever.
Yeah, I haven't ran in a minute, so that's really not in the... I know all the dudes would be like, yeah, exactly, get on a treadmill. That's what they always tell me. That's the only machine they can think of. But anyways, he was talking about how women specifically should be going after men. It shouldn't be the other way around because women have like nothing really to offer other than a used vagina, which I mean,
yeah,
at me next time. And a disrespectful mouth. Tell me AC not painting a picture of me.
A used vagina and a disrespectful mouth. Sounds like you have a good time.
I mean, like, is that not me? If you took it to a sketch artist, he would draw me, you know what I mean? A caricature. He would literally draw a picture of me.
And it's
me in my Moana costume.
We need a Disney princess who has a used vagina.
Dude. And honestly, when I got tagged in that video originally,
mm-hmm.
It got sent to me on Twitter, actually, like multiple times. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, come get this guy. And then when I went to go look for it, couldn't find it.
He has you blocked.
Yeah, he blocked me.
He's scared.
Prematurely.
How are you going to say use vagina so boldly but live that scared?
That's because I'm one of those used vaginas, I think, right. That he was referencing.
So you have an unused penis and you're taking it out on the has sex community?
That's like, sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're hating from outside the club. That's what it sounds like to me.
And my favorite thing about these men is they always use this voice where they're like, I'm about to be so scientific, so matter of fact, like Ben Shapiro, like ass voice. And then they say things that are so scientifically inaccurate.
Yeah. Like, they're like, honestly, think about it. I literally got this comment the other day. They were like, men say, think about it. And then they proceed to say the most meaningless shit in the universe.
Like, but they put behind like this music that has like a symphony and an orchestra. And they're like
trying to set the scene. They're like, honestly, men, you're the prize. Mm-hmm. Also, when I watched the video, like all I could see was the fact that his fingernails were so long.
Mm.
Like ridiculously long, like dirty long. And I was like... Yeah, no wonder. No
scary.
Wonder. No wonder you've never seen a used vagina. No wonder.
And also, you can't just, like, convince women to chase men. Like, we would if maybe we had to, but that is simply not how things exist.
Well, I also think, too, that's another facet of patriarchy. Mm-hmm. So, like, it really be your own homies. Like,
yeah, like, you have been making the laws. Yeah. You have been signing the documents.
Yeah, literally.
This all came, the call is from inside your house.
They've been, like, they, like, created the game and they get mad that we follow the rules. Like, I don't understand. You set the scene. You set the table. I'm just sitting here eating.
Like, if men are chasing women, how is that our fault?
Like, what exactly do you want me to do about that? And how many women are like, please don't chase me?
Yeah.
Please don't.
And how many DMs have you sent today? Let's be honest. How many slides have you made?
It's just honestly like a constant projection of like their involuntary abstinence. Mm. You know what I mean? They're like, I'm taking a pledge, but only because no one will let me break it. So
right. Because of their like centimeter shaped skulls or skeletons, I think is what they say is the reason that men will never use vagina. Doesn't even sound like an insult to me anymore now that I'm
it
like,
really doesn't. Yeah. And honestly, it low key sounds like scientific, like a gynecologist would say it.
That is
They'd
a
be
used
like, this is a used vagina. Mm-hmm. In my professional opinion.
Yeah.
This is a used vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as a doctor, I can say that. So if we go into the comments of these videos, this one says, he the kind of guy that tells a 16-year-old she's mature for her age.
Okay, he really is. Because if he's mad about used vaginas in disrespectful mouths specifically, he absolutely is looking for someone who is
prepubescent.
Right. Which, when I was that age, I was putting Glee karaoke songs onto my iPhone and singing them alone in my car having a concert. So how are you as an adult?
I
think of myself...
as like a 15-year-old.
Insane. I was
honestly insufferable.
Yeah.
As a 15-year-old.
Like, insane.
Also, why do Glee covers go so hard?
Like, honestly.
They go so hard. Almost harder than the originals. I'll die on that hill. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care.
And I will have, like, people in my car. I'll put on shuffle and the Glee cover will come up. And the way that they respond, it tells me a lot.
Listen.
It tells me a lot.
Listen.
If they're not...
of Let's Have a Kiki and Turkey Lurkey, iconic, revolutionary, if you will. You know what I mean?
I miss the acapella, like, if they're not going, do, do, do,
yeah,
do,
literally,
do.
Right? Takes me back.
How do we get there?
I don't know. Okay, this next comment says, I learned today he's 5'1". There's no shame in the game, but, and there's, like, a funny emoji, which, again,
I mean. You know? Obviously, like, these people aren't coming from a place of having a good, happy, healthy life.
Clearly.
And that's, like, the thing that I first see every time I see one of these videos. Yeah. I'm like, no one who's happy would do this.
Say things like this.
No one who's, like, confident and, like...
or, like, fulfilled in any way.
Would be doing this. So, clearly, like, go to therapy.
Yeah, honestly, highly recommend.
But and you know what? Maybe I would forgive you... I don't know. Let's not get into it. Yeah.
We'll see.
Just go to therapy. We'll
see what shakes out after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. This one says, then talks about being obedient to him. Sir, I've never obeyed a speed limit sign. What makes you think I'm going to obey a puffer fish? Which, funny joke. Honestly, men are like, women aren't funny. And then they fire off one of those. And then they're like, you're the meanest person I've ever met in my entire life. You're literally a bitch. How do you sleep at night?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, I joke all the time. I'm like, I said you look like you work at Sky Zone. Like, why is that a mean
thing
to say?
It's because their baseline is people laughing at their bad jokes. They've grown up with people, like, fake laughing at their bad jokes just to, like, because they're men and to get them to be quiet. And that's what they're used to. So, like, whenever there's even the slightest
opposition in any way, they're like...
puffer
you
fish.
You know what? You're probably a terrible person.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And they're, like, crying while they're typing it.
Yeah. They're literally like, you're a bitch. Which is so ironic because men talk about protecting women all the time. They're like, it's in men's nature to protect women. Then I get on there and I say they look like chowder. And all of a sudden they're like, oh my God.
The women who are quiet.
Yeah. I'm going to the hospital. You're just a bully.
Did you see that post that was like when there were hunters and gatherers? Actually, like, the gathering made up 80% of nutrients. So, like...
Hey, don't tell,
like,
the alphas.
We are hardwired as providers. It's like,
check on your nearest alpha.
You just have always loved sports.
Check on your nearest alpha because that fact just sent them to the hospital, honestly.
Yeah.
They can't. For people who are so up the ass of, like, science, you give them science and they're like, what do you know?
Fuck that.
What do you know? You have a used vagina. So what do you know? Your brain's too small. So
and a PhD.
Well, I mean, this is an actual doctor, a Harvard doctor. So.
Yeah.
She would know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't because I'm just a stupid bitch on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a doctor.
And I'm glad you flew me out.
Okay, right, so speaking of comments, we're going to talk about some other kinds of comments, right? But we like to play this game called Guess the Comment. So we're going to guess whether or not this was yours or mine.
Okay.
And I actually don't know the answer to them until I get to the end here. But I'll just read them and then we'll use our,
okay,
our very small woman brains. We'll use those to guess. So this one says, I'm surprised they can even hear your videos over their own mouth breathing.
You.
I'm going to guess me too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, yeah.
That sounds like someone in your camp.
Yeah, literally. Mouth breathers?
That's like a huge thing to me. Honestly, like that is a, yeah, I can't do the mouth breathing.
I can't either. It's unsettling.
Yeah.
It's like ominous.
Ominous. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It feels almost haunting. Like it's like, are you good?
Dude? I love the adjectives being chosen.
I hate it. Just the thought of it gives me hives, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one says, I would buy air if you sold it to me, queen. That could be either of us.
That could be either of us. Honestly.
Because you kind of have a feral fan base like I do. My fan base is pretty feral. In a great way.
I'm going to guess you.
Really? Me? Oh, okay. I think they're saying yes. Or no. No, it's actually you.
I'll sell air.
You just breathe right into it. Honestly, I think everybody That's would buy thing that.
Right now.
I don't think that would be just for women. I think, honestly, you're... main proponent would probably be men.
I don't consumer. Have yeah I block a lot of men every day so that I don't have a male following. I just like to have a safe space. Like they'll comment hot on a photo that is a thirst trap and I will block them. Like, you're like and no. I do
you block cross them. The line
they'll say like lol to something that's a joke and I'm like like I don't,
you're like no
something about this I don't know.
You're all there was something deeper here.
Yeah,
as an empath I sense
violence. Ominous.
Yeah, I sense hate mm-hmm. here.
So I do. Yeah,
that's smart. I block men all the time, mostly because they hate me, but also like
right those as well.
Yeah, sometimes I block creepies too. Well, yeah,
yeah,
I don't get many of them.
I think, like, we both, because we make content about men being shitty, like, mm-hmm. I think people don't realize we get a lot worse than we post.
Yeah.
Because some of them are literally just scary. Some of them are, like, there's, like, illegal, and there's nothing redeeming or, like, funny that you can kind of do with it.
No.
So, it's, like...
it's just terrorizing more than anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just like, well, I read it, so...
Hated that.
Yeah. Okay.
My LOL. Mental health.
Okay, this one says, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I found you on here. You tutored me at Harvard and you're the only reason I graduated top of my class from Harvard Law. I couldn't have done it without you. And now I'm a billionaire lawyer who helps people pro bono and I dedicate all my work to you. As an empath, I'm sensing you.
I mean, it's tough.
That's a tough call.
But I think it's me.
That's honestly, see... dude, my fans and your fans are so funny.
They're diehards.
Unbelievably funny.
I love, like, having funny people follow me. Because it's just, like, it just makes my day so much better.
Same.
Especially with, like, the unique, like, shitty stuff that I get a lot of the time. Same. Like, being able to counteract that with a lot of just, like, really funny, vivacious, like, cool people. Thank God.
Yeah. Like, I made a video once where I was, like, talking about how people are like, oh, you ever make these height and hairline jokes? And I was like, I make a lot of other jokes too. Those are just like staples in my repertoire.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I saw
like,
a video.
Like I whip those out all the time because they work.
And
because
they're accurate a lot of the time, unfortunately.
As soon as they stop hurting your feelings, I'm going to stop using them.
Right.
Like, but they send you to the hospital every time. So why would I retire those? I wouldn't. Right.
Everyone loves a classic.
Right. And someone literally commented on that video and said, men will just always be ugly and that will always be funny. And that is the funniest comment I've ever gone in my life. Next comment. This is, they might hear the word fallacy but cannot rub their brain cells together enough to process the definition. I'm gonna say me.
Yeah, you.
I think that's me. Yeah. That's another word I hate that they overuse.
Fallacy. They love like the phallic part of it. They're like, I'm dropping hints that
they're
I have a penis.
They're super into that. They're super into that. Yeah. Like they're like, yeah, I think that's what it means. Okay, yeah, you don't get it?
Men
that's satire.
Who talk like they're on Microsoft Word using like a little thesaurus for every single thing they say. And it's like, you're not fooling anyone.
He's like, you just don't get this big brain humor. Like, I'm just so incredibly smart. So like, It's satire. So maybe if you weren't a woman, you would know.
He got the dictionary word of the day and he's like, I'm throwing that in today.
Yeah. And then now they just beat the word satire to death. Okay. Now this last one says, how do I learn to change so that I'm not that person anymore?
Oh, that's on mine.
I was going to say, I think that's yours. I was like,
I remember that one.
What were you talking about?
I was talking about how if you're in a relationship with someone who makes you feel like you're suffocating them just because like you ask for the basic love and respect that you give them back, then like you will realize you were the one who was suffocating once it's over.
Yeah.
And he was like, how do I change? And I was like,
I don't know. You said I am a doctor, but I am
Yeah,
I can't help you unless you're my personal patient.
It's too like that's too much of a fee. To go into all that.
Okay, so this is our last video for today, unfortunately. But okay. You'll just have to come back then if that's the case.
I would love.
But it's from our two favorite men. They've been described by many names. Okay. One of them being Timon and Pumbaa. That's who we'll use as a reference for now.
Totally.
That's who they've been described as. So that's everyone. If you know, you know, right? So they did a video basically breaking down why feminism is so bad for a nuclear family, right? Mm-hmm. They said it's okay if you want to just sleep around. That's totally fine if you want to, like, get your rocks off. Because they're old.
What is their definition of feminism? Is it like that we all are saying we need to be one specific thing? Because feminism is like, you can be anything. They think it's like this one thing. They think it's like, I don't know. But the real definition of feminism is that like women can be a stay-at-home mom if they want. Yeah. Women could also be the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. The idea of like the traditional nuclear family is just kind of something that's been sold through advertisements. It's not like this innate biological way that we have to have like a structure because that's not what existed when humans were born. There wasn't like you go to work and like you stay home and like do the dishes. Like it's just doesn't make sense.
It's just so dated.
Yeah.
And then like when the inception of the nuclear family ideology came out, it was like legal to hate your wife.
And she couldn't open property. A bank account. Yeah.
Because they were deemed property. So yeah, I think we're far past that. So like this idea that feminism is like, oh, we just want to eradicate all men. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this rate.
Why not?
Would that be so bad? I mean,
here's the thing. Like, you and I, we have dads. We have brothers. Mm-hmm. So we're not sexist. Like, we literally have, like, fathers.
Yeah.
So clearly we can't be sexist. But sometimes.
I mean, like, I've met a man once.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a man.
I've known men.
I just lied like you. I don't have any friends that are men.
I was like trying to think. I was like, maybe I do. I don't know.
Just kidding. In the video, he goes on to say, like, if you're just trying to have fun and date around, feminism is fine. But it does more harm than good for women because it makes it hard for them to find a man.
There's this like pseudo version of feminism, I think, that like actually does cater to men and is like trying to like tell you have to like hookup culture, you have to like certain things, and like that's not true. That's like, you should just do what you want. Like you should have sex when you want to have sex. Like you don't have to enjoy casual sex if you don't. That's also fine. But if you do, then you should, and you shouldn't be judged for it.
Well, and it's also, it just lends itself towards this like ideology that women are just constantly trying to like be better than men, like, which women are already better than men. That's just a fact. Yeah. I mean, do you push humans out of your used vaginas?
We can reproduce without them. They can't reproduce without us.
Well, there
bone marrow. There's like, scientifically, we would be able to.
Harvard doctor. What did I tell y'all?
That's true, I've got though. The tidbits.
I know that. You're like, I'm actually working in the lab currently on that.
Yeah.
On finding a way to reproduce without men.
Having my own child.
I just think that like women tell men like, I just want you to be nice to me and be respectful, and they're like, what else do you want?
It's their Joker origin story.
What else could you possibly want from me?
They get like an anime villain voice and they're like,
you're like, this is it, you ruined it now. And that's why I'm like, this whole ideology is just like equality only feels like oppression to the oppressor. So if women aren't treated poorly, what are you so afraid of? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just let us achieve equality then? What are you so afraid of?
Yeah.
If you don't want to be treated like men, like how men treat women. But that's why it doesn't make any sense, because like I treat men how they treat women, and all of a sudden it's a problem.
Right. And if making money and like going to work is the harder job, why are you so afraid of like your wife doing that and you yeah. having to do some of the
they're
chores?
Like, all I do is work. And then women go, okay, well, I'll work too. And they're like, mm-hmm. what a selfish bitch. Mm-hmm. How could you do this to me? Who's going to stay home and take care of the kids? Mm-hmm. When they say like your kids, they call it like babysitting when dads are taking care of their kids. They're like, oh, I'm babysitting, as if he didn't like create that life.
Literally. He's like, I'm babysitting tonight.
Yeah, sorry, I can't. I'm babysitting.
My wife took the day off.
Yeah. But anyways, going into the comments of this horrid video from Timon and Pumbaa. The first one says, never forget that it was a paradise and heaven to Adam before God sent Eve. I think he meant to write Eve, but he wrote Ava.
Okay.
So she famously
Ava. She's like yassified, actually.
Yeah, she is different. She was like the side piece. It wasn't even Eve. It was
she had
Ava.
Like long nails.
After that, it becomes hell. So interesting.
I actually have a theory. I'm convinced that Adam ate the apple. And like, hear me out. Why they have an Adam's apple? Why does Adam got the apple in his throat?
That's like, honestly,
if Eve is the one who did it.
I've seen people do that. Yeah. Like talk about that, like the theory behind the Adam's
I'm convinced.
Apple.
I don't know. And that was the original lie.
There you go. And then you turn around, you go back in time, and it's you. You're Eva. Ava. Yeah. Ava. You're sitting there.
And that was me. And I was there, and I saw it, and I have been silent.
See, and then you time traveled all the way back into your Jesus?
Yeah.
That was you?
Well, I mean, yeah. There you are actually a few of us.
You just look back in time, and you're all of them, all of the important people in history. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. If that were you were cosplaying the entire time.
That's like my religion, actually. No, I'm not kidding. Is that like once it ends, you kind of like go into the spiritual realm and like a video game. You're like, what do I want to do next?
Like a sim?
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. you're playing Sims?
Yeah.
But you're God now, so you get to control them like puppets?
We're all God.
In yeah. our own way.
Yeah.
I would say. This next one says, the more I comment on these, I feel like these are pointless. We need Drew for this. I mean, I've talked about Timon and Pumbaa many, many, many times on my account.
They're strangers to me. I don't know those men. I've
honestly
never heard of them.
I wish I could go back in time and forget them.
Yeah.
I wish I could wash my like frontal lobe with bleach mm-hmm. and then just like cleanse it.
Well, I can turn water into wine and I can wash you.
Maybe you can help me forget
those memories.
Why don't you just wipe my memory, please? Yeah. Literally just lobotomize me. That'd be cool. Okay, this next one says, he thinks if he moves his hands a lot, his words will become valuable.
That's true.
True.
They think, like, the way they speak, how quickly, mm-hmm. the hand gestures yeah. and the music behind it will yeah. just make the things they
and
say
they throw
true.
The word fallacy in there. They throw satire in there.
Yeah.
Mix it all up. You got a bunch of bullshit. There yeah. you go. A bunch of...
A whole lot of nothing.
A bunch of anti-feminism.
Yeah.
Okay, and this last one says, I just want to be respected. Like, literally. The simplicity is so sad of that comment.
It's
honestly.
Like, yeah, that's well, like the heart of all of this.
That's why I said they're literally like, just like, don't be mean to me. And then yeah. they're like, God.
Like the baseline, the baseline for you to reply to someone is like, they've already boldly claimed, which is like, what's so scary about it being on TikTok? Because I've seen it on Twitter for a while and I feel like it's still heinous,
yeah.
but they're not as boldly claiming it as yeah. the people on TikTok mm-hmm. are, because it's like loudly speaking as themselves.
Yeah, literally like
they're
face,
literally
their
an active danger.
Yeah, like their government name is on stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I can't believe people are finding out where I work.
Yeah, and they're proud of
it.
I
can't believe they're calling my job and trying to get me fired. I'm all, yeah, turns out being horrible catches up to you, huh?
Yeah, just don't post
that's
it.
That's why I said, just because you have the thoughts doesn't mean people need to hear them. Like, you could just mm-hmm. keep them in there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? No one's holding a gun to your head telling you.
Your choices led you
tell
here.
Tell me all the worst thoughts you've ever had. Tell them to me right now. Record them and put them on a kid's app.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. I was like...
No, I would never.
Okay, cool.
Right? We're like, okay, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. And I want to thank the wonderful, amazing, gorgeous Harvard doctor, Michaela Oakland herself, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I adore you.
I love you. I had so much fun. Me too. Incredible.
And I was telling Michaela that this inspired me to go get my PhD. I'm going to go get a doctor.
And you at home. It's never too late. You know, I was scared. I was scared to get back into education. I'll be honest. Like, it was daunting. I was like, am I ready to do this again? Harvard's a hard place to get a doctorate.
Honestly.
But you just kind of have to man up. You have to search within you.
Get the lead out.
Honestly. Find the satire. Find the fallacy.
Lean into the satire.
And do it.
Right, and just do it.
Yeah.
That's why Michaela said she'll write me a letter of recommendation.
Right.
We'll be like Lori Loughlin.
And my word is gold to those people.
They hold you in such high regard.
It will be a breeze.
It's easy. I don't even need the application.
And all you at home, I'm Oprah, you get a letter.
Yeah, you get a letter. You get a letter. Honestly, I'm just going to show them that she follows me on Twitter. I think that's more than enough.
Yeah.
I think that's just like, they're like, approved.
Let's get this done.
Okay, so for today's lesson, what did we learn? Anti-feminism.
Wash your ass. Let women speak.
There you go.
Talk loud and then people will believe you.
There you go. And with your hands.
With your hands.
Emphatic. And honestly, the truest lesson of today, that anti-feminism is a fallacy.
You're so, yeah.
God, I'm so good. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. That just rocked my world.
Right? Thank you so much for joining me today. I adore you.
Of
Love
course.
You the most. You're so
Let's
incredible.
Let's do lunch.
Right? Let's do it. And honestly, so everyone knows, where can everybody find you?
Oh, yeah. Mostly Twitter or Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm trying TikTok, but Michaela Okla, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A, and She Rates Dogs. Self-explanatory.
The legend.
Thank you so much.
Podcast herself. Love it. Thank you so much for joining us. I love you the most. And if you want to be featured on another episode of the Comment Section Show, make sure you tag me in the worst videos you've ever seen in your entire life. And then I'm going to bring them here and just absolutely rip them to shreds. Like Wolverine. I'm going to rip, like, you know when people rip phone books in half?
Yeah.
That's me.
But yeah.
With these videos. Just torn from the seams.
But they're like a very small piece of paper.
Yeah. Because I'm a woman. So my strength is so low because I'm a woman. So. Anyways, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye. Don't forget, you can also stream the Comment Section Show on all streaming platforms. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it. I'm everywhere. I'm like Poison Ivy. I'm spreading to all these platforms. So the men literally never stop itching. Also, if you want to catch the visual version of the Comment Section Show, make sure you subscribe to Past Your Bedtime on YouTube.